Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an amazing sex life. On your own terms, whatever that looks like for you, we are here to root you on. You can check out the complete podcast archive over at pleasuremechanics.com. We've got over 200 episodes just waiting for you to devour. On this episode, we're going to continue sharing some sexual stories that we are gathering from our listeners. You can share your own story or ask a question for a future podcast at pleasuremechanics.com/hello. pleasuremechanics.com/hello. There's a green button right in the middle of that page. You click it, speak into your computer or device, and you are done. We will get an email with your recording so we can use it on future podcasts and answer your questions, and you can participate in this global conversation we're having. We absolutely love hearing from you. This message came in through email. It's from a guy I've had a bit of a correspondence with, and he gave us permission to share this story about his prostate breakthrough. So as you guys know, we often advocate for prostate stimulation for guys. We know that it's the way that some guys experience the most intense sexual pleasure of their lives. It expands the male sexual system, and the truth is it's just part of the male sexual system that's been denied to men through homophobia and anal phobia, and we want to give it back to guys and reunite them with their buttholes and their prostates, and so they can discover that it can be a source of tremendous sexual power and pleasure, and can be a source of potency and excitement, and diversify your sex life and give you a whole new erotic repertoire. We can't say enough good things about prostate stimulation. So we often talk about it and share our encouragement for guys to explore it, and so we love getting emails like this that speak to the real live experience of exploring prostate stimulation. So Charlotte's gonna read this letter in her sultry English female voice, but it's coming from a male listener through email. Here we go.
Dear Pleasure Mechanics, first, Chris, I was very sorry to hear about your recent health scare. It sounded truly terrifying, but I'm glad to hear that you're doing better and that your health is back under control.
Thank you. It was terrifying.
So yeah. Thank you. I'm writing to you too because over the past few years, I've been interested in learning more about prostate stimulation, but my exploration has been pretty fruitless until recently, and there isn't anybody else I can talk to about this subject.
Talk to us.
We are so glad to be here for you. Love it. Like I've said, I've read a fair amount about the subject, listened to your podcasts on prostate stimulation, and even bought an Eneros. I tried following the instructions, but every time I inserted it, usually in bed, on my side, with one leg pulled towards my stomach, and tried to relax, nothing happened. I settled into a pattern. Every few months, I would make an attempt or two, nothing would happen, and I'd give up for a while. I bought a newer Eneros model, one with a more comfortable coating, but still no breakthroughs. Very recently, I thought it might be better to try a finger. I bought some latex gloves, lubed up my index finger, and tried to gently insert it. This time I tried standing up instead of being in bed. I more or less struck out the first two times, but a couple of days ago, by really concentrating on sinking my breathing and bearing down, I was able to put the finger in. By flexing it forward, I was able to just touch my prostate, but only barely, and the position wasn't that comfortable. I was going to give up again, but for whatever reason, I told myself, no, you made progress today, we're going to keep trying. Mm-hmm. I got my Eneros, lubed it up, and began to insert it, using the same technique as my finger. I suspect the insertion of my finger warmed the area up, and over the course of a minute, I was able to slide it in. Instead of just trying to breathe, I put on a video of an erotic massage and began to masturbate. After about a minute, I could feel the Eneros slide further within me until it must have made contact with my prostate. When it did, I looked down at my cock and it felt different. The hardness seemed to extend into my body. I know you two have pointed out how much of the penis is internal, but I never felt that sensation before. My cock, already hard, began to get much harder than I could ever remember. And its head was much more swollen than usual. Things began to blur, but even though I usually masturbate dry, I grabbed some lube, covered my cock, and really began to pump, focusing much more on my cockhead than I usually do. I honestly can't remember being that turned on before. I tried to bear down about every 5 seconds, and I could feel the anus milking the prostate. And then after a minute, I got some milk as fluid began to seep out of my cock. At first, I thought I was coming, but after the first shot of fluid, my cock somehow managed to get harder, not softer. It became difficult not to vocalize, and I began to groan, and over the next 10 to 15 minutes, I managed to have at least 10 more eruptions of fluid, my cock staying in that ultra-hard state. I really didn't know what to think. Each release of fluid felt wonderful, but in a very different way than a standard orgasm. The sensation was much more sustained, and rather than draining, it seemed to energize me. Even though it seemed like I must have completely emptied my prostate, I decided to try again the next night. Insertion was a little more difficult. I should have warmed up more. But again, I was able to get the anus pretty far in, and I lubed up and began stroking my cock quicker than the previous time. I couldn't believe it! Not only was I able to get just as hard as before, but the sensations both from my cock and my prostate were even more intense. Every time fluid seeped out, it just added fuel to the fire. I really just put caution to the wind, stroking, squeezing, and grunting. It was primal in the best sense of the word. When I was finished, I was completely drenched. I had managed to break through and have two terrific experiences in as many days. I'm sorry for the length of this message, but like I wrote earlier, I've been trying to get to this point for years, and I don't have anybody in my circle who I feel comfortable talking about this subject. Please know that your podcasts and an advocacy for prostate massage, as well as for more attention to male sexuality in general, kept me interested in the subject. In your podcast on hand jobs, both of you talked about the importance of men being able to revel in their arousal for their own sake, separate from penetration. I usually just stroke long enough to get hard, often in the dark, and then finish myself off in other ways. So it really felt empowering to stand up, feel the fullness in my butt and the stimulation of my prostate, and to see my cock already erect get much harder, and then to see fluids shoot out multiple times. Even after the pleasure subsided, there was a real sense of accomplishment, totally removed from any shame or disgust. So I'm glad I didn't give up. In a few days' time, I'm going to try and put what I've learned to good use and hopefully have an even better experience. I have a couple of quick questions. Again, thanks for indulging me for this long. 1. When I was masturbating, my balls also got very aroused and pulled close to my body, but I really wasn't able to do much in the way of stimulating them. I don't think you've done a podcast on touching the balls, but if you have any tips, that would be great. 2. In my case, it seemed like I really needed penile stimulation combined with the anus to get things going. Before, when I would just insert it and try to breathe, nothing much happened. I know everyone's body is different, and there's no reason to think that prostate stimulation, combined with working the cock is a lesser experience. Is there?
Mm. Whew. Well, first of all, congratulations.
Go you.
I love this story and the arc of it, of you're trying, you're inspired by the podcast, you're excited about a new experience, and it doesn't quite work out the first few times, but you keep trying and trying new things, and then you get to this breakthrough point, and then the next night you double down. And that is how erotic mastery happens. This is how we become erotic explorers, by putting some time and adventure into it and seeing what's possible.
I love this so much. I love your enthusiasm. I love your exploration.
She is grinning ear to ear.
I just think this is fantastic. I'm so proud of you that you kept trying. As Chris saying, I know something's here. How do I get there? Like, let me not be too disappointed. Let me keep exploring. Like, this is how we learn. This is how we discover new erotic horizons.
Well, I think it's true, because imagine if this guy had never had this experience and he could live the rest of his life not knowing this was possible. And I think that's what frustrates me, is that it's not that so many of us choose our sex lives, it's that it's kind of fed to us that, you know, this is the scope of what's possible, this is what you're supposed to be satisfied with. And when I started doing this work and teaching workshops and working with couples, and I started seeing what was possible and seeing the ecstatic states people get into, like how powerful sexual energy could be, how transformative it could be, it really feels like so many of us are being robbed by just not even having a vision of what's possible, not even having a sense of how many realms of sexual pleasure and ecstasy and connection are really truly available to us. And if you know it's possible and you experience it and then choose to omit it from your life, fine. If you have informed consent, you're like, no, I'm not really into anal. I've tried it a bunch of times. I know the sensations, but no, not for me. Fine. But if you don't even know that anal stimulation can be part of your sex life, that it can be pleasurable, that it doesn't have to hurt, that there's so much more there than just anal intercourse, if you don't even know that's a possibility for you, then I think you've been cheated. So this is part of our mission, is to reveal the possibilities, share the potential with you, and give you the tools so you can explore and then decide for yourself what is best for you as a sexual being.
I love it. I love it. And I love that he felt like more turned on than he'd ever felt before in his whole life. Like, that is a big statement.
Yeah.
And that is just, that is so cool. And I also love that he got into this really like grunty, primal, drenched in sweat kind of experience. Like, that is a particular experience of sexuality that we often don't get to. You get really deep into it.
You have to give yourself permission to go there. As you said, like, it's all too easy just to turn the lights off, stroke one out, have an ejaculate, like, okay, tuck in for the night. But to give yourself permission to go there and to take time and to release a little bit and take up space, even if there's no one else around, but take up space with your sexuality and let it rip. So fun.
Such a gift. I mean, to get to those states is fun, but it does take some skin in the game. Yes, that is an intentional pun. By the way, how is it that you regularly get yourself off? When you were talking about, like, you just finish yourself off in some other ways.
Yeah, that was a question mark.
I was kind of curious about what that meant. Like, grapefruits? Like toy? Like, what does that mean? I'm just curious.
If you want to follow up.
Yeah, we're just...
All right. So, your question about balls and testicles... we have not done a podcast on balls, probably because I think we couldn't talk about balls for 20 minutes without descending into 11th grade humor.
We've discovered that being a sex educator really allows you to be an 11-year-old boy forever.
Yes.
I cannot tell you the times I laugh at totally ridiculous things. Anyway, we probably could do a podcast on balls.
We could probably muster up the strength to do it. But I do have an article at pleasuremechanics.com. If you go to the sex index and look up testicles and click on that, you'll have a how to touch balls article there for you with some suggestions and options for stimulating the testicles.
It is written for lovers of, you know, partners, but you can get inspiration for your solo sex for sure.
Yes. And, you know, testicle play is something that a lot of guys love. Some guys, it leaves them kind of eh. But again, as we were saying, like, try it out. Try it on different contexts and see what happens. It's part of the sexual system. There's a lot of emotional vulnerability around the testicles that can be a very arousing thing for some guys and a turnoff for other guys. But you can use that emotional potency of the testicles to your erotic advantage if you choose. But this gets me into the bigger question I want to address here, which is the inclusion of penis stimulation, the inclusion of external anal warm-up strokes, and how using your entire sexual system enabled this level of arousal to occur. Because you say there's nothing lesser than when you include the penis. Absolutely not. All sexual experiences are valid. Whatever gets you off, awesome. But I think there's something greater than when you include the penis, the internal root of the penis, the testicles, the external anal area, and then the prostate. You are activating your entire sexual system all at once, getting all of those nerve endings firing, getting it all working together. And that's what creates this incredibly huge arousing experience for you. Like, you turned it all on. you got your motor running and you went. And I think that's what's awesome here. And what we really advocate is the inclusion of external anal warm-up, which not only warms up the area for better penetration, but that's where a lot of the pleasure sensation is on the external anal sphincters. And yeah, including penis stimulation. Why not? Of course.
We absolutely recommend that all the time. If you can have amazing prostate experiences without the penis, awesome. But for most people, it's going to be really important to include the turn on and the arousal of the penis. Mm-hmm. Partly because, especially if you haven't explored butt play all that much, it's important for the neurology to understand that it's a sexual thing that you're doing. And so including something that your body already knows is sexy and is a turn on helps wake up the anal area to the erotic nature of what you're doing. So combining then is a great idea. And letting yourself get really turned on before you start exploring the butt is pretty essential for most people.
You'll notice these cascades of sensations and then what happens to other body parts. So you said as you got more aroused, the Eneros, which by the way is a little anal toy that's curved for prostate stimulation. You'll find a link to the Eneros and other prostate toys at pleasuremechanics.com if you go to this podcast page. But you were saying that as you got more aroused, the Eneros was pulled in and then the prostate started responding more. And what's happening here is you're bringing blood flow to the area, you're contracting and releasing all of those muscles, and it all starts to work together. These are not separate components. Like as you bring more blood flow into the penis, that swells that internal root of the penis, which then presses more on the prostate and makes it more available for stimulation through the anus. Like all of these things are working in harmony together to deliver you a powerful sexual experience. It is how we are designed as human beings, is for this kind of stimulation, for this kind of experience. And this is what frustrates me, is it's how we're designed, it's what we're meant to experience, but we've been cut off by our culture, by our dialogues about sexuality, by what we're taught about sexuality. We're told, don't go any further than this imaginary line and...
Right behind the balls. It's just
penis the and the line. Balls. I was talking more metaphorically, but...
Well, I think that's...
There is an imaginary line, you're right. Yeah, and if you want to even start, let's go with this for a second. If you want to start... pushing that boundary and wiggling past that line, even just some pressure on the taint, on the perineum, that area between the balls or the labia and the anus, even just some external pressure there and you'll wake up new nerve endings.
Right.
You'll start relaxing the prostate. You don't even have to go to the butthole yet. And then you can start exploring the deep caves as you adventure further. But this is what's so exciting to me and why I'm so jazzed about this email. And I love imagining the thousands of men who have opened up to prostate orgasms and prostate experiences through our advocacy, as you would say.
I know, I feel like
such a fancy
noble cause that we are pursuing here.
Yeah, we advocate for this because we've seen what it does to men. We've seen it wake up that primal, bestial, erotic sexuality that's so amazing when it's available in men. We've seen prostate stimulation wake that up. And I've seen men's face change. Like, men become...
men.
You know, and I don't like gender stuff. You know this about me, but there is a awakening that happens when men discover prostate stimulation, discover their buttholes, reclaim that part of their sexuality, allow themselves to be as big as they are. That is gorgeous for me to see. Sometimes we see a guy in a cafe and we're like, he is fully turned on. Like, that is a sexy, gorgeous thing to see. Because it's sad to say, but a lot of people, men and women, a lot of people walk around very sexually closed down and you can smell it on them, you can see it. And when you see someone who's fully awakened and vital, which probably is how you looked the day after, these experiences, like I bet you walked around differently in the world.
Did people respond to you differently? Did people like look at you more or say hello? Like, I'd be curious because...
Yeah, like how did you show up at work the next day? Were you like, I've got this. Right. I've got swagger. I've got power. Like, how did it affect the rest of your life? I'd actually love to hear a follow-up on that, because this is our premise, is that when we awaken our sexuality, when we rise to the full potential of what we can experience erotically, the rest of our life starts to change too, and we can show up as better people, parents, friends, coworkers. Like, our full power is turned on, and we are ready to contribute more to this planet.
Preach.
All right. Off the pulpit. What else should we say about this?
I just want to speak from my erotic massage experience.
Episode 100, if you need to get caught up on
Charlotte's
1,000 penis erotic massage career.
Yes, yes. Oh my. I really noticed that. I feel like there were, as I was learning how to give good prostate massage...
Which became a specialty of yours.
Which became a specialty, yes, yes. I have initiated hundreds and hundreds of straight men to the pleasures of their assholes.
Thank you.
And I feel very proud of that. And this is part of where I speak from, where I share my wisdom from. What I really noticed from giving prostate massage to hundreds and hundreds of men was that when you include full body touch and then penis massage, and then you go into the anal work, the quality of the orgasm is profoundly different. When you just do massage and then go quickly into anal work, it is not as pleasurable for men.
I think it's a more relaxing experience when you just do full body massage and then do like anal massage. I think that can be a profoundly relaxing experience,
right?
But not erotic.
It's more like therapeutic almost, or it can be, can have that energy to it.
Which we should maybe do an episode on, because it's a tremendous experience. But I think what you're saying is when you turn on the erotic energy first and then start integrating external anal stimulation and then go into prostate massage, that's when it becomes
magical.
Explosive.
Yeah. That's when people experience new highs that they've never experienced before. Uh-huh. Because you're adding in, as Chris was saying, you're adding in all these new layers or different layers of sensation instead of just the erotic energy from the penis, which perhaps you've become used to.
So I think what you're also saying is that this is not an isolated experience to have these breakthroughs where you hit a place of, I never knew I could feel this good, I never knew I could be this turned on, something new just opened up for me.
Right, which most often happens around prostate experiences. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I saw that so many times. I never knew this could feel this good, this feels better than sex, this is the best orgasm I've ever had. I mean, on and on. It's just, this is men's experience, often.
It's so interesting. When we talk about what we do at dinner parties or when we're meeting people, people often say, like, what qualifies you to do that? You know, like, who do you think you are to tell other people about sex? And we remind people that we have training, we have graduate level training in sexology, we have thousands of hours of bodywork training, we've worked with thousands of people individually and as couples. And so we have a lot of experience with this. And I think one of the things that we offer is from these probably tens of thousands of hours of erotic immersion with men, women, couples of all kinds, we get to report on what we see. And it's a special privilege to be able to see into people's sex lives. And so when we advocate for these different experiences, we're not being random, you know, and we're not just pulling things out of books and like, oh, that sounds like a good experience. We are speaking from direct witnessing of people's erotic awakenings, from their breakthroughs, from their transformations. And when we gather that information over thousands and thousands of bodies, and we see the patterns, that's when we can say to you, this is possible.
Yeah.
We've seen it happen. And we know what all these people had in common, and that's with these techniques and these attitudes and these mindsets that allow this experience to emerge for someone. And that is what we're passing on to you, is that collective wisdom of thousands of bodies. And it doesn't diminish this guy's experience. Like, his breakthrough was unique and delicious for him.
And solo.
And what it means is that you can have your own version of this experience. You can have your own erotic breakthroughs. And it's not just through prostate massage. That's one huge doorway into erotic breakthrough land. There's lots of other ones. And we like to show you the hallway, the gallery of possibilities, the buffet. How many metaphors can we pile on here? We like to show you the diverse range of experiences of human sexuality so you can choose your own path. You can choose your own adventure. I'm going to issue a challenge.
Do it.
I love our new hello tool over at pleasuremechanics.com/hello. And we want to invite you this time to share with us an erotic breakthrough. Hit the button and just talk to us for a few minutes and tell us about a time where you found yourself in a place of, I never knew this was possible. I've never felt this good before. I didn't even know this was an option, and here I am. What caused your erotic breakthrough? Tell us the story.
After all these tens of thousands of hours of touching bodies and learning what works best, we put all of our wisdom and experience into the online mastery courses. So if you want erotic inspiration and education about how you can best access these states and experiences, definitely check those out. If you can't think of ways that you want to explore your external anal area, you're like, okay, I know that that's an important stage in order to get to this amazing state of...
But what do I do?
But what do I do? I can't really think of what to do. That is so key, and we have these beautiful videos that are on lifelike replicas. They're really easy to watch, and we can show you stroke by stroke in inspiration, in ways that you can...
touch that part of your body and... parts of your lover's body and...
Yeah, so the videos are for lovers, but you can get solo inspiration, absolutely, of ways you can touch yourself. So that is a resource that we've made for you to, in order to support your explorations. If it feels right for you, I hope that you get them and explore and have so much fun and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, and then you have to keep telling us about it, because this is a little Pleasure Mechanics history. Is Charlotte and I were teaching workshops, we were doing individual work, we were seeing these breakthroughs with these techniques, and we just had this conversation, this is almost 10 years ago, wow, where we said, you know, we need to share this with more people. We'll never get to enough people doing this one-on-one and even in workshops. Like 20 at a time, it'll never be enough people to expose to these techniques. We need to put it online. And this was the beginning of the YouTube era, when online video was brand new. And we just committed ourselves to creating these media resources so we could share these breakthrough techniques with more people. And the exchange there, we love working online. We love offering you these techniques, but we don't get to see the breakthroughs in person anymore. And we miss that. We know it's happening all around the world as people use our courses and use these techniques in their love life. And we love getting emails from you and now calls at pleasuremechanics.com/hello. We want to hear your stories. What's going on with you? What are your breakthroughs? What are your aha moments? What are you struggling with? Where can we help you? Let's have this relationship continue through the magic of digital media. It's incredible how many people we get to reach. We're right now sitting, just the two of us, in our beautiful home on the forested hilltops of the Hudson Valley in New York, and we get to reach tens of thousands of people through this media. Reach back to us. Let us know how it's going for you. PleasureMechanics.com or PleasureMechanics.com/hello. Be in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. And to this erotic explorer who shared their experience with us today, thank you. Keep on exploring, keep on leveling up, and tell us how it goes. Any closing thoughts, my love?
We love you, we care about your pleasure, we are committed to your pleasure, and we are holding this vision that you are experiencing expanded erotic states always, or that that's available to you when you have the energy and you want to explore. But you gotta do it. It's up to you to keep exploring, to trying things out, to not getting bored with your skin and the experiences that you already know you can have. So
that's a t-shirt. Don't get bored in your skin. PleasureMechanics.com.
Yeah, we're here for you. Any questions, any thoughts, any reflections, any feedback, we are here for you.
I want to say one more thing.
Do it.
Because I think the erotic breakthrough thing, it's not always happening.
Yes.
Right? That's like, what I meant. I've when been you have sick energy. These past few months. Yeah. I haven't had any erotic breakthroughs, but I've had huge transformations of my heart and realizing how loved I am and cared for. And that's my breakthrough right now, is this beautiful, gentle place of being loved.
Mm.
It has nothing to do with like the best orgasms of my life.
Right.
And we have phases for this. And you know what phase you're in. You know if you're ready for an erotic breakthrough with your lover. You know if you're ready for a gentle reconnection through couples massage. You know if you're ready just to learn how to love yourself a little more and feel a little more sexy as you walk around in the world. And all of that is included in what we do here. From loving one another with more care and open-heartedness and
devotion.
Soulfulness, like that soulful love between people, to the most primal, bestial, prostate orgasms, jizzing all over the room kind of stuff. Like, that is our spectrum. We care about it all. We hold it all as possibilities for you. And yeah, so the whole range.
Yeah.
Wherever you are in your erotic journey, you're in the right place. We're here for you. All right. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.